Once upon a time, many years ago, a good king ruled over the town in Italy. He would not allow anyone in his kingdom to be cruel or unfair to anyone else. In the middle of the town, beside the marketplace, there was a tall tower with a bell. If people need my help because a cruel thing has been done to them, said the king. They must ring the bell. Then I will come to the tower and listen to what they have to say. For many years, no one in the kingdom rang the bell. Every child was cared for, sick people were cared for, no one was cruel or unfair or unkind. Then one day a soldier looked at his old horse. "You are too old to carry me about many more," he said. "Why should I go on feeding you?" He struck the horse with his hand and sent him away down the dusty road. At first, the old horse wandered about, feeding from the hedge and grass by the roadside, but soon the weather grew colder. It was winter time. And snow covered the ground. Now the poor old horse could find very little to eat. He walked with a leap, and his mane grew ragged. He grew thinner and thinner as the weeks went by. When the winter ended, at last, the people in the kingdom were glad. They tied spring flowers and leaves to their doorways. They put tables out in the sunshine in the marketplace. They sprayed the tables with plants of food. Then they sat down with their king to have a feast to welcome the spring. No one saw the strolling horse leap up to the bell tower and go underneath the arch. He began to eat the leaves that were tied to the bell rope. He tugged at the leaves with his teeth, and this made a rope move. Rang the bell in the high tower. Everyone gasped, and the king rose to his feet. "Who is ringing the bell?" he asked. "What cruel things has been done?" The king led the way to the tower. There he found the old horse with the bean rope in his mouth. The king was shocked when he saw how thin and miserable the horse was. "This horse is nothing but skin and bone," he said. "Who wants him?" The king looked at the people standing near him. "Does anyone know who wants this poor animal?" he asked again. The soldier was afraid. He looked down at the ground. "I think this horse belongs to you," said the king sternly, looking at the soldier. "Why is he so thin? Answer me. I set my horse away because he was old, said the soldier. He was no use to me. I thought he would find enough to eat by the roadside. I did not mean to be a cruel. Everyone waited to hear what the king had to say. I'm always angry when I see an animal have been badly treated, said the king. Perhaps we should send you away from the kingdom. The soldier fell to his knees in front of the king and said, "Now I see that it was a cruel thing to do, and I'm very sorry." "Well," said the king to the soldier, "because you are sorry, I will give you a second chance. I will not make you leave a kingdom after all, but from now on you must take good care of your horse. You must feed him well and be kind to you. You must show us that you have mended your ways." So the soldier took his horse home. There he gave him food to eat and water to drink and warm stable to live in from the rest of his days.